Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. This is the Preacher Hadi, host of Al Islam and Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, inviting you to join me Saturday evening at our new time, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, as we continue to share inspiring and thought-provoking Islamic education. Inshallah, I will see you in the lab at our new time, 5 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, Saturday evening. Assalamu alaikum, and thank you kindly.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. with Allah's name, the most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Lord and cherisher of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, those who go not astray. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I don't know if you all are hearing the azan, but the azan for the Maghrib prayer was on at that time. And, you know, always try to, if I can in any kind of way, be quiet and just listen, and I'll, and let it play through. Alhamdulillah. But in any case, it's just a reminder to us all that it is Maghrib prayer time, and I know we do like to get our prayer right when it comes in, and that is the best practice. And I tell you, I'm gonna definitely look into it, that when we're coming on and the prayer is just coming in, I would love to have the particular prayer performed on our program, but I'll take a look into that and see how we can actually make that happen. But also, you know, it is it's permissible. We can do the Maghrib and the Isha. Yeah, we can combine them. Say, for instance, we were traveling, maybe not on the highway. You have to look into things more than just what is say verbatim like that. You have to. So you're traveling, you're busy, you're doing some things that are very utmost important, not that they're more important than prayer, but if you're able to just go on and get prayer when it come right on in, I would say just do it, you know. And I could probably put on something and say, okay, you all listen to this while we get prayer, but we did just recite Al-Fatiha for our opening, so would be put in a form of prayer because we're acknowledging, and it is my grip. So all that want to go on, you know, you can. I'm going to have to get mine once the program is over. And do you know what? I believe Isha is going to also come in before we get off the program. So we sort of like in between there. Maghrib comes in right at the program, and the Isha come in before the program is over. Yeah, I would love to combine those right on air, inshallah. But it would be shortly after. So inshallah, have mercy and forgiveness on my soul, and bless me to have a good program and go right into Maghrib and Isha once I complete this program. Alhamdulillah. Okay. I bear witness there is no God except Allah. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between, and no partners have he. And I bear witness Muhammad of 1445 Ramadan, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, is Allah's servant and messenger and the seal of the prophethood. I greet you and us with the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this evening's session of Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360 Islamic Radio Station, the number one listening radio station in the nation. And I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, servant of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, Al-Hadi, the guide. And as always, we open with big old hugs and love to you. And I say big ones because, it's just so, you know, we got so many and we just stretching out. It almost reminds us how when we love Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much and we stretch and we know we'll never be able to get our arms around him. We know this. But we love him so much that we stretch all that we can stretch as far as wide and say, oh, Allah, I give you all I have to give. I give you all of me, Allah, alhamdulillah. And thank you so kindly for accepting me because Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he, our colleague, the creator of all creation, has said, he is ready to accept the good in which his servant offers to him, which his servant offers. Though he doesn't need anything, we well know this. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth and all between. And so he has no need, but he's so kind. Al-Aruf, he is the most kind. That he says, and you know, this is just so beautiful, and I know it just have you just in your seats like, oh my goodness, you're just so excited about it. Because that is what the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And he gives us permission to accept it with good cheer. So it's okay to be excited, enthused, or enthusiastic about it, you know. Alhamdulillah, we're just excited. And as you know, we're in the fifth month of the Islamic calendar, Jumada al-Awwal. Now, you know, in the Asma'ul Husna, which is the 99 known beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do have al-Awwal. Yeah. You know how you see how you begin to associate information, you know? So on the Islamic calendar, this is Jumada al-Awwal. And al-Awwal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified, he is al-Awwal, the first. And al-Akhir, the last. Okay. So today is the 11th day of Jumada al-Awwal, 1445 on the Hijra calendar, and November 25th, 2023 on the Gregorian calendar. Oh, yeah, don't remember. And we just had, I would say, our countries. Oh, and it's other countries as well, but I'm just speaking of ours right now, countries' celebration of Thanksgiving Day. They set aside a day and say Thanksgiving Day, alhamdulillah, and that's so wonderful that, you know, the society would do something like that in reference of a Thanksgiving Day, you know. But, you know, every day is a Thanksgiving. Every day to the believer is a thanksgiving because we were able to wake up and see another day in this life. That gives us opportunity to do better today in our thinking and in our actions today than we did yesterday. Alhamdulillah. But I'm hoping that everyone had a fantastic Thanksgiving Day. And you know you can come in at any time. You can share that information. But you know I'm going to tell you about mine. And, of course, my sons came over. My grandbabies came over. And matter of fact, my grandbabies, some of them, two of them, stayed the night. Stayed the night. Yes, they did. And I tell you, we just had a really good time. And inshallah, you all had a wonderful time yourselves with your families and a great dinner as well. Now, you know, I ain't all in all that cooking. And I probably you all are feeling the same day, same way, especially if you in the age where I am. And I'm blessed to be 2 years into 70. So I'm just thankful to Allah. So, you know, it, times ago when I was earlier in my years, I used to take a whole week to cook for Thanksgiving. I mean, and everybody had a request, you know. And Mama, I want you to cook this. And Mama, I want you to cook that. And I got three sons. So each one of them always had a request that they wanted me to cook. And so I would do that. Now, they got wives. They can tell their wives. As a matter of fact, I tell them, maybe you and your wives can cook and bring dinner over to me if you like. But, of course, I did do some cooking, and like I say, they did come over and visit just for a moment, but they did, their families were doing the cooking at their homes. But, of course, I have my youngest son. He doesn't have a wife yet. As he tells me, he says, Mama, he said, I'm still trying to get myself together, and I totally agreed with him. And I said, may Allah bless you, and when that opportunity and time come for you to marry and have a family, then you know your mama certainly look forward to it, and I'm pretty sure you're looking forward to it as well. But right now, you know, may Allah bless you to get yourself ready for a wife and family, and get the young lady that you're going to marry ready to be ready for a husband and family, inshallah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. So tonight, of course, our main study and main topic here, everything that we're doing now, it's preparing our selves to be participants in establishing our relationship with our Lord and cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Highly glorified is he, Al-Khaliq, the creator of all creation, and our responsibility, our individual responsibility to the establishment of our relationship with our Lord and cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we continue on that path of thinking, and as we can recall, we in order to establish, to help us in our establishment of our relationship with Allah and in our responsibility to it and in it, we have to find out what is required, you know, what our Lord and Cherisher has said is things that he has prescribed so that we would be able to make this connection to him, things that he has prescribed. And as we were looking at one of the prescriptions of that which has been prescribed so that we can be able to communicate. See, because we're not going to be able to establish that communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we don't understand what it is or go according to the prescription that he gives us, which would prepare us, you know, to to hear him, to see him, feel him, understand him, and have the intellectual capacity to encompass the hearing, seeing, feeling, and understanding of him. So we found out that prayer was the first thing that we had to do. That was the first thing. We got to learn prayer. And as we mentioned in last week, in establishing the prayer, we got to know, we got to learn it. See, so we'll know, because prayer is what's going to, you know what I'm saying, give us that insight, you know. It's going to give us the insight. So that's what we got to, that's what we found out that we had to develop in our own individual lives so that we can understand. Now, I know you seasoned Muslims out there and you're saying, well, we already know that, the preacher, I know that. And we love you dearly, alhamdulillah, that Allah bless you to know it. So now just be patient, because we're mainly speaking to the new believer and the new shahada, and they like, and they need to be taken care of in the manner patiently, and give it to them in the most elementary examples that we can give to them, okay? So for all of us professors and other teachers and things, and they already know it, just bear patience. Just bear patience. And let's look at the babies now. Let's call them our babies. No matter what their age is, we're calling them our babies because they are new believers and new shahadas. So we're going to be real patient with them. We found out that that's going to be the first thing that's looked into while we're studying out our Asma'ul Husna and doing the best of good deeds that we can, working our way toward the paradise, back to the paradise, that we have to be in understanding what is expected. It is expected of us to know prayer. It is expected, I'm telling you, dear love, because when we reach the paradise by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and studying the Asma'ul Husna, we're going to have had an incorporation of prayer in our learning. We can't say, well, okay, I'm just going to learn our Asma'ul Husna. I'm not going to try to worry about the prayer right now. Just no, because see, then you're being disobedient. You see what I'm saying? See, we don't want to do that. How are we going to say, oh, Allah, open up the gates of paradise to me, and I'm disobedient to you? I'm not even concerned with what you done already told me to do, because I just want to get to the paradise. And I figure as long as I want to get there, I don't have to do nothing but want to get there. And you're going to be so kind and let me do it. Okay. And we do know Allah highly glorified is he. All you have to do is say be to anything or situation, and it is. So I am not ever saying that Allah highly glorified is he himself could say, well, you know what? Because he could say, look at your heart and your thinking and your intention that you saying this, your actions and everything. You know, it has to be there. So, you know, Allah have power over all things. He is our Mutadir, and he himself into the paradise whom he say, but I'm just letting you know, just to be in the reality of it, That's why it's so important. If we're going to establish a relationship with our Lord and cherish it, then we have to know what he says to do and do it. We can't know what he says to do, and then we say, but I know you said do it a lot, but I don't really feel up to, I don't want to do it because I don't think I have to, because you know I love you already. But then we have to ask ourselves if we really are being truthful, you see, because if we were being truthful, then we wouldn't have any problem, and we would make sure that we would be responsible to doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us from the very beginning. And he described, he says, every creation comes to him as a servant. So servants got something that they have been prescribed to do that will let them recognize and be so appreciative in their soul and their heart and their spirit. They'll be like, oh, I just got to do this. Allah says, do the prayer. He said he's going to look into praying. He said the first thing that he's going to look into when we do reach the paradise in his presence on the day of standing, on the day of accountability, then he's going to ask you the state of your prayers, though you already know. Now, he already knows, but he's so kind. See how he is giving us a heads up, if you would. So ain't no need of getting up there to the door, knowing that he going to ask about the prayer, and we knowing that we have not even paid the attention to it that needed to be addressed to it. So I'm telling you, we don't want to do that, okay? Now, also, so that's what we got out of thus far. I'm pulling, get your pen and your paper or look over your notes from last week, because what I'm saying, you're going to be able to bring it all together, and that's what I'm doing for the new, for the ones that's here for the first time online and here in the studio, and we thank you so kindly for being here. We want to sort of bring you up to speed on where we are at in Al Islam in Focus Learning Lab. This is a learning lab, Al Islam in Focus. Well, why you name it that, DePrita? I told you many times, but for the newcomers, it's because what we want to do is take Al Islam. Take Al Islam. That is the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us in the final revelation sent through the prophet Muhammad, to the prophet Muhammad, from through the angel Gabriel. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon Muhammad. And Gabriel too, I guess, inshallah. But that is the revelation, Al-Islam. Okay, and the book is the Quran. We done been through all this, so we just kind of bringing us up to speed here. So we want to establish this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can, guess what? I'm telling you, you know it. For those that's already practicing Al-Asma'ul Husna, you already know how it brings us into focus. It brings us into focus. Brings all of this information of Al-Islam that's being presented through the Quran, it brings it into focus. And so that's why we have Al-Islam in Focus Learning Lab, and so that we can learn and do the best that we can do in this life, looking forward to the life to come. And see, when you begin to study Al-Asma'ul Husna, you know that's the 99 known beautiful names, known beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's many others, but these are the ones that we are concentrating on, and these are the ones that's going to give us a seat in paradise. So we definitely want to be studious, inshallah. Okay, so that's bringing us up to speed on there. And, you know, I know, and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just a quick reminder, because we remember now that's the first prescription is to get in your prayer. That's a prescription. That's something you have to take so it can heal you. Yeah, we all need healing all the time. Maybe we don't know it, but in our thinking and in our being able to see things in a certain way, you know, you want to be able to see them. You want to think about them in the best way and see them in the best way. When you hear some information, you want to hear the best of the hearing and guard yourself against that you don't want into you. And you want to see, and then that is going to see when we see something that come inside of us. When we hear something, you know that come inside of us. When we eat or drink something, you know that goes inside of us. So we want to be making sure that we're utilizing these wonderful gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us at the best that we can give them. And get the best, that way we'll be able to get the best performance and perception out of these faculties. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our hearing, seeing, feeling, understanding, and intellect. So that's what we want to do. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, recite what is sent of the book by inspiration to you. Recite what is sent of the book by inspiration to you and establish regular prayer. Prayer is going to keep us in a state of doing what is good and what is right and get the best understanding that there is to have out of life. It's a and remembrance of Allah, because the remembrance of Allah is the greatest thing in life, greatest thing in life. So when we are responsible and respectful to our prayer that we have been prescribed to do as Muslims, 5 times a day, but now, wait a minute, you know we're not the only ones that pray now. Every creature has prayer. It's not only been prayer only given to the Muslims. It's been given to every human being, every servant that brings himself to Allah as a servant. And whether he want to be disobedient and don't want to come as a servant still, it didn't take away the fact that he was supposed to break prayer. But if he's making prayer, if you're doing what Allah has given and says, guess what? You're going to want to. You're going to want to. You're going to be so excited about it. You're going to see it as a happy time when you go to it, and you're going to be able to get the happiness out of it. But in any case, you go to Surah Ankabah, the spider, Surah 45. Okay. I'm going to see him. And know, Allah highly glorified as he knows the deeds that we do. And that's in Surah Ankabah, Ayat 45, the spider. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about prayer, verily I am Allah. There is no God but I. So serve you me only and establish regular prayer for celebrating my praise. And we'll find that in Surah Taha, ayat 14. See? So all the time We have to keep in the remembrance how the kindness of our Lord is to us, and we want to be all of the kindness that and obedience that we can be to him. Not that he needs it, but he certainly does appreciate it. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just wonderful? We have a Lord that says be and it is to any situation or thing that he wants to, and it is, and he cares about us. Oh, man, that in itself just makes you want to just say, help me, Allah, learn. That's what to do. Say, oh, Allah, help me to learn. Because if we ask Allah to help us to learn, guess what? We're going to want to learn. We're going to want to. And that would be of the liking of a true believer. Because he wants to have a relationship with his Lord, and he's going to do everything that he can do to establish that relationship with his Lord, and it's going to empower him to be a mu'min or a believer. It's going to empower him, encourage him to do so. And being a believer, you're going to want to pray. And guess what? You're going to want to pray in the way that it's been taught. You know, I hear some people, and only Allah knows how he handles this. I'm just telling you what we have different positions that we go. You stand, you sit, you bend, you knee, you stand, you bend, you go into prostration, sit back in the jasa, different positions, right? But now remember, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he said that we can do our prayer standing, sitting, or lying down. Had you ever thought that when he is so kind, ooh, my goodness, so kind, to say we can do our prayer standing, sitting, or lying down, that when we're in any of those modes of making our prayer, do you think about the positions? Because each position, there is a meaning to that position, and there is rewards given as we go in through those positions, if you would say rewards, blessings for actually going in those positions. So had you ever thought of, because, see, sometimes I know sometimes people think, they say, well, if I wake up in the morning and it's 5 to 10, I don't have to get up. All I have to do is just lay there and recite the prayer. Well, first of all, as we talked about this too, in establishing our relationship with our Lord, we have to be in a state of cleanliness when we want to communicate with him. We get holy now. We gotta be in a state. See, in the ghusl, because you can get up and do a ghusl, take a full bath if you want to, or you can just get up and say, I'm going to make a wudu. But either way, whatever situation you do, you still want to get up and prepare. Prepare. See, when you get up and you say, I want to do the prayer, Allah, and I'm going to get up, when you say, I want to do the prayer, you know, that comes with a washing, and then come back to your prayer room. You know, now just to say you wake up and you say, well, it's 5, and I'm thank you, Allah, for blessing me to wake up. Let me start reciting my prayer. I mean, you might want to do a little bit more research into that. I'm not one to say what Allah wants, except from his servant, but I know what he says for a servant to do, for us to do. And I think if we're going to be in that relationship and establishing that relationship with him, with our Lord and cherish it, then we want to be in the state of mind, body, soul, and spirit that we can be in presenting ourselves to him to say that we're going to come to prayer. Okay? So I'm going to stop right there with that. So go to prayer, because that's going to be the first thing when we reach to the paradise that is going to be inquired in of us from our Lord and Cherisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Khaliq, the creator of all creation, and Al-Muqit, the sustainer, the one who maintains that creation. Alhamdulillah. So with that, okay, we're going to move to our pause here for our public service announcement. Where am I at? Okay, here we go right here. We're going to take our pause for our public service announcement and very important information. You are listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. And I am your host, the Preetha Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our first pause by public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away. And we will be right back.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Okay, just cut that right off.
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journals, A Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
Oh, alhamdulillah, and we are back. You know, I double played that because I think the first one looked like to me it went off and didn't complete what it was supposed to, so I just thought I better go back and go and hum to the law. That is, of course, the Time to Be Grateful. It's going to be held off in Newark, New Jersey, coming up December 7th. If you're blessed to go, I tell you, in a way, I really wanted to go, but inshallah, we'll see. We're not going to say it won't happen just yet. If we can plan it out right, we'll see what it looks like, okay? Hum to the law, and we are back. Just a reminder to you you all that are out there in the am360.org land, you know who you are. If you have a question or a comment or something that you want to share, you're going to need to come into inside the studio to do that, and you're going to do that by dialing in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1, and we'll certainly give you that opportunity. We want to encourage everyone to also listen to our 24-hour live and podcast programming at am360.org, or you can dial in at 701-719-4197. And visit our parent corporation, Community-Wide Shura Conference, at cwsc.us. Of course, that is us. And check out a lot of that information about CWSC and its intelligence. Yes. If you'd like to email us, you can also email us at info@cwsc.us. Again, that is us. You can leave us a listener comment if you like at 910, and that's the business office, at 910-317-0297. And remember now, however you choose to connect with us, we certainly do appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing from you, and we thank you so kindly. Alhamdulillah. Okay, let's get back. I want to go through also into the first part here. We were telling, because you know at 6 o'clock now we're gonna rotate over to the new segment that we have, reflection, life reflections. It's new, but it's about, this should be our third week here, life reflections, and we're gonna talk about some real life things that are taking place in each of our individuals' lives and how your thinking is going as well, inshallah. But before that, I did want to read some hadith. Yeah. And we're going to read some hadith until we get ready to get into the second portion of our program today. And anytime you want to press 1, you know, you feel free to do so, ask any questions or share anything that you want to share, and especially about your Thanksgiving if you would like to. Now, I'm going to start our reading here during the hadith about entering the paradise. Because we already know we were talking about the studying of Al-Asma'ul Husna and incorporating them in our daily lives, and that in, along with good deeds now. We can't just do the Al-Asma'ul Husna and say, oh, well, we going to paradise because we know Al-Asma'ul Husna. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got to, We got to add good deeds to that, and good thinking, good works in life, you know. So this particular hadith here is about entering paradise. And you know that you can get the hadith of the day into your own inbox by going to hadithoftheday.com and signing up to have them come into your inbox on your computer, inshallah. So this particular one is about entering paradise. And you all, excuse me, my voice may sound a bit strained, and it is. I had my two youngest two of my youngest, because I have grandbabies that came over, and of course they were, stay out of that. Stop doing that. Come back over here. Stop running. Stop jumping. Oh, they had my bed like it was a trampoline this weekend. They were just they just loved it. And I said, get out of that bed jumping. You think my bed is a trampoline? They said it's a and I told them, you think it's a bungee jump or something? They said, no, trampoline, Granny. I said, okay, yeah, okay. on this particular hadith here, narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, do good deeds properly. You know, that takes us to, sincerely and moderately. He said, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The Prophet said, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Do good deeds properly. So now, doesn't that take us back to all of this is intertwining with our relationship that we are establishing with our Lord and cherish Allah, highly glorified is he, that prayer, so learning the prayers, see here? Don't that come right in? It says, do good deeds properly. Prayer is a good deed. Prayer is a good deed, but you want to do it properly. You'll feel even really good about it when you do it properly. You know, just as we were talking, if it says to do it standing, sitting, or lying down, then you got different positions that you go in, then you want to make sure you want to do it properly. If you're going to lay down or sit down, you want to do it as proper as you can do it in either of those positions. I just referred this particular hadith in speaking of the prayer because prayer is a good deed and says, do good deeds properly, sincerely. You got to be sincere. Can't go to prayer and then you want to laugh out in prayer. You want to move around and, you know, you want to just, like, this is just some type of an exercise. You want to stretch while you're in prayer and stuff like that. Come on, you want to think about it. Think about it. Now, here, this particular, Allah led us to this particular hadith here. And you know these are the sayings and the actions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And he says you want to do good deeds properly, sincerely. You want to be sincere. When you're in prayer and you're going to do it properly, you got positions you got to go through. You got a state of mind that you got to be in. You don't. You can't just say, well, I'm going to do prayer like you're going to sweep up your floor or something, you know, like, oh, I got to sweep up this floor. Just sweep it up, and when you get through it, get everything up, oh, you're done. You got to have some sincerity in it. You can't just say, well, I'm going to do my prayer. I want to do my prayer, while I'm in prayer, well, maybe let me answer the telephone while I'm in prayer. Or let me write something down. A thought came to me while I was in prayer. Let me stop prayer and write this down, and I'm going to come and get right back in prayer. No. See, you want to do it properly. You want to be sincere. You want to be sincere on how it's going to look in the sight of your Lord in your offering that prayer. In your offering that prayer. You say, you want to, you want to really feel like, oh, Allah, please, I'm making my prayer, and I want you to accept my prayer, so please help me make my prayer to where, in the sincerity that I have in making my prayer, to do it properly and moderately, the best that I can, because I want you to be pleased with me, oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I make my prayer to you. That's sincerely, because you really, really, really want him to accept your prayer and receive good news, because one's good deeds will not make him enter paradise. It says, do good deeds properly, sincerely, and moderately, and receive good news, because one's good deeds will not make him into paradise. They and the people asked the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace of Allah be upon him. He said, even you, O Allah's messenger, peace and blessing of Allah be upon you. He said, even I. He says, unless and until Allah bestows his pardon and mercy on me. So we can't say just because I'm doing these good things that, oh, I'm doing good because I know I'm a trooper person. I always do my prayers and do good. And I know I'm going to paradise. Not so fast now. Not so fast. But be it the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he bestows his pardon and mercy on all of us and bless us to enter into the paradise with our good works, inshallah. And that's Sahih al-Bukhari, book 81, 6471, hadith 56. Alhamdulillah. The next beautiful hadith that we're going to read here is about recitation. It's about recitation. Let me get here. Okay. Abdullah bin Abi Quayas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated. I asked Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, how the recitation of the Prophet, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, was at night. And they meant, would he recite silently or audibly? So she said, may Allah be pleased with her, he would do both of these. Sometimes he was silent with his recitation, and sometimes it was audible. And Abdullah bin Abi Quayas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, all praise is due to Allah, the one who made the matter broad. And that was related by Jami al-Tirmidhi, book 2, hadith 302. Alhamdulillah. So we want to make sure we're sharing that type of good information. Okay. This particular hadith is about the Iqama. Okay. Narrated Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, Bilal was ordered to repeat the wording of the Adhan for prayers twice and to pronounce the wording of the Iqama once. So Bilal was ordered, that he was the Muazzin, was ordered to repeat the wording of the Adhan for prayers twice and to pronounce the wording of the Iqama once, except Qadamat is Salat. And this was Sahih al-Bukhari, book 10, 605, hadith 3. The Iqama follows the Adhan, and I know we seasoned Muslims, we know that, but just so that the new believer and the seasoned Shahada, seasoned Muslim, I mean the new Shahada and the new believer will understand The Iqamah follows the Adhan, and as the Adhan, as worshipers, they ready for prayer. You know, when the Adhan is made, you know, everybody like it's being made. They going on, they getting their voodoo if they need to make voodoo, and preparing themselves for the prayer. We love the Adhan. Now, after we done that, and we done standing for the Salat, then the final call is the Iqamah. And at this time, each has its place and is a reminder to come and pray. So when you hear the Adhan, that's like, hey, time for prayer. You got time to go get your voodoo, get yourself together, you know, ready for that particular prayer. When you get that, you then the Iqamah is called. And then when the Iqamah is called, then that's like, okay, here we are. We up here. We ready to go. We ready. We in place. And we are ready to pray. And we want to make the most of each prayer and perform our salat with the utmost sincerity and perfection. And if you just have that desire in your heart and in your mind to do the prayer, being as sincere to your utmost as you can be, and performing it as to most perfect that you can perform it, then we say, may Allah accept our prayer, all of us. I mean, that's what we'll say. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. I'll read where we at? Oh, I didn't realize it was 605, 603. Okay, so let's do this one here, and then we're going to, let me see. Okay. We're going to do this particular hadith, and then we're going to move on. We're going to do our public service announcement, and then we're going to come back and get into life reflections, our second portion here. Today's beautiful hadith is about honor. Abu Ad-Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the messenger of Allah, praise and peace of Allah be upon him, said, whoever protects his brother's honor, Allah protects his face from the fire on the day of resurrection. And that was related by Jami at-Tirmidhi, book 27, hadith 37. We should honor others. And, of course, others' property. For it can be a saving force for us from the hell fire. And we are taught that we should honor everyone, no matter whether they are old or young, a man or woman, a child, it doesn't matter. We are to honor others and their property. And that's the hadith. That's an hadith which will protect us and save us from the hellfire. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so with that now, okay, we're going to go on and take our next pause by purpose service announcement. We're going to come right back, and then we're going to get into our life reflections for today. You are listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dafita Abdul Hadi, and we're going to take our pause by public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away, and we will be right back.
God's peace be upon you. This is Muhammad Sharif. As we know, everything begins with the seed. Rain Information is world leader in seed nutrition and the first to market seed-based products. Our flagship product is called Soul, S-O-U-L. The main ingredient is the black cumin seed. Here are a few reasons to drink Soul. Supports a healthy immune system. Give a body the boost to stay healthy and strong. Improve indigestion. Decrease infection. Remove inflammation and other benefits. This is an opportunity to improve your health and increase your wealth. Please call or text me at 914-434-375. Please join me in supporting CWSC, the Community-Wide Cereal Conference and AM360, in remaking the world into a better place. We support the 50-year human family planning and look forward to doing business with you. Our website is raininternational.com. We are available at any time. Please call this number, 914-434-3275. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And just a reminder, if you're out there, for you that are out there in the AM360.org land, yes, you're at AM360.org, and you may have a question or a comment, some information you want to share about whatever's on your heart. You're going to need to dial in at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll certainly give you that opportunity. You can give us a like on Facebook. And you can also leave a listener comment at our business office at 910-317-0297. You can leave a comment, ask a question at that business office number, 910-317-0297. And someone will certainly address your concerns, even if they had to call you back, inshallah. But remember now, however you choose to connect with us, we look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. I'm so excited about today and this new portion that we have here. Where am I at? Let me get my stuff now. Let me. Okay, hold on now. I got, where are we at? Stop it. Oh, here we go, right here. Okay. I'm totally excited about our second portion of this program, Life Reflections, and we're still getting the kinks out, if you would, you know. It's going pretty good, and it gives us all something to actually think about and share what we're thinking about it, you know. So this second portion is called Life Reflection, and it was so named because what I wanted to do is open up the lines where you all would bring about your participation in the thought of some particular topic that we may be having on the table at the time, and I want to get your information, get your insight. On it, and give you opportunity to give your input about it. So okay, I tell you what, I'm going to read this particular ayah from Surah Ibrahim. Let me see. What is Surah Ibrahim? Just hold on, because I'm going to have to get you. Don't tell him I did that, did I? I did erase it. Okay, I want to get you this Surah, because I'm thinking in my head, but I'm not sure. But I'm going to give you this Surah. I'm going to give you the Surah number. Just give me 1 minute. Give me 1 minute now. Give you the Surah number, so that way you can, I'm going to make it easy. For the season, Muslim, they like already, they can get to it, but I'm going to go here and see if I can pull this up right quickly here. Ibrahim 20th. It's 14, excuse me. Okay, so it's Surah 14. So I'm going to read this particular, open up with this particular surah from for our life reflection, just opening up with information from the Quran. Okay. And it says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a message for mankind so that they can take lesson and be warned, that they may know that Allah is one God, so that the people of understanding may observe the advice. The Quran is a message for all mankind. It is not sent just for Muslims or for people of a certain land. It is for everyone. The Quran helps everyone understand Allah and know how to live a good life in line with his divine law. And we're going to find that in Surah 14. That's Ibrahim, Ayat 52. Last week, we talked about justice. Now, I'm just going to tell you the truth. I want some real in-depth, coming, your participation when I'm putting this on the table. We talked about it a little bit. We didn't really just get right into it, but we talked about justice last week. And we did, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we read where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, it says, O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, witnessing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it be against ourselves, our parents, our relatives, or if the person is rich or poor, it doesn't matter. It's Surah 4 and Nisa, Ayat 135. This is what we have to do if we are believers. We have to stand firm for justice, okay? This week, it came to my mind to let's take a look at truth. Truth. What is truth? What is truth? Let's peel it open and, really get to the nuts and bolts of it. And I'm not necessarily, you can give me a dictionary version of it if you want to. That's fine. Of course, we're going to go to the Quran first about it and say what Allah say about it and say in Surah 9:119, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah and be with those who are true in word and deed. So that certainly opens up the discussion for what is truth? I mean, truthfully, what do you see truth is? Let me just see here. Okay, hold on. Let me see here. I want you, let me see. I'm on. Okay, we do have a taker on this. I like that. Because now they're getting into deep thought here. So I'm not going to go into a whole lot of explanation why they pressed one, but they pressed it, and I'm glad they did, and I'm certainly looking forward to hearing 727-408. Welcome to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. As-salamu alaikum.
Wa-alaikum as-salam. This is Bilal from Hudson, Florida. Praise be to Allah. Thank you to Allah. For you opening up
yes,
the
sir.
Line. The praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
I imagine truth is it's a lot, reality.
Yes, sir.
Because only Allah only accept what is truthful and what is good. So it's just, I would have to maybe just even see our lives reality for mankind to make a choice between what is real and what is unreal. So we know what falsehood is. So I would look at that. That would be the opposite of truth. That which is very deceptive and waving the soul of man and make man uncomfortable about different actions that they might take. And because of the reality and the revelation that is given in scriptures, they have a choice to be made. So truth can also be just the correct choice for your life. In the way that that God would want us to live. So alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, and thank you so kindly.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. And was this Belial?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know, but I hadn't heard you for a while.
yeah.
Come to line.
I've been hearing you because you come to different programs a lot. You pop up and show your love. You see, so you do a lot.
Alhamdulillah. So you're saying then that truth, what you're saying truth is for a person to get the information from the Quran and to follow that information. Is that what I'm hearing you saying?
That's excellent right there. That's better than what I was saying, alhamdulillah. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, and that's the reality of truth. And what
Because Allah make available to us what is right and what is wrong.
Yes.
So, alhamdulillah. Yes.
Yes, sir.
That's why we say Allah say He say tell the truth, whether even if it's against your own self. You said, just imagine a person to the point of being deceptive about a bad act they had made. And Allah is very, very merciful. So if to justify a wrong action, and you make this a continual thing that you do, you'll find yourself in a stage of maybe hypocrisy because you're not even just to your own self. So you become hypocritical to your own nature. And that's a bad way to feel. So, so alhamdulillah. That's something that you asked a question,
Go ahead.
Yeah, because
as I was reading, and one of the ideas that it was presented is that they say in the history of societies, their societies have based their laws and their ethics upon absolute truths. And of these truths that they base in their laws upon, they deem them to be the right, because they've either, like you were stating earlier, when you say they read it, when you say the laws of Allah, of course, they're getting it from the Quran, and so they're looking at these and say, well, okay, this is the truth of them. So I'm going to have to follow this through this. And it was saying that the societies build their laws either upon the truths of what they get from texts, that they regard as a supreme text, like we regard the Quran as a supreme text, or the traits that is found in the innate nature of ourselves being humans, and it causes us to see certain things as right and wrong, good or bad, So we having something to base our thinking upon, like in your case, and you were mentioning, and that's absolute. That's absolute. Uh,
That's the truth of the matter. Being able to read from the book and say, okay, then this is the truth of the matter, and so this is what I'm going to follow to the best, and I know this is the truth because this is where it come from. Alhamdulillah. I appreciate you so kindly, brother Bilal, for sharing that.
You know, that's something for you to too many people don't ask that question. When you ask it, I'm about to go grab some books, you know. I said, I'm not grabbing nothing. I said, well, you don't know the truth. You know, you can't even say something concerning the truth. But I said, something wrong with you, bro. I said, you got to check yourself. So, you know, how good they lie. That's our nature. Our nature, the excellence of the human being is to live that truth that Allah wants us to have, you know. And it's not, truth don't have us at a scream, you know, because of the fact that we pray to Allah because for a mistake. So that's all part of that truth too. That's the reality that Allah wants man to live under, that the angels are perfect, not you, man. So when you make a mistake with your father, then you call on me. Because why? Because you bear witness to the truth that I have given you. And the truth is that when you make a mistake, seek forgiveness, repent, and make amends. So that's part of the direction. Yeah, so alhamdulillah, that's good.
Yeah. Now,
you opened me up to something. Yeah, you opened me up to something. I said, okay, then allow Akbar. You know, we know that, like you say, it's in us. It's in us, and we just have to. I think with our concerns. See, you grow, and every individual grow and develop, you know, according to their concerns too. And see, your concern your concern can help bring you closer to Allah. You know, because why? Right. Because we want to be of mercy. We want to be the established type of life like Prophet Muhammad was, and he had concerns about the people, you know, and he didn't like the way they were living. And so what? He went to the cave. He was seeking refuge with God. And so he got revelation. So we are good to be recipient of revelation, you know, and the work that Prophet Muhammad put into that. So we look at his behavior, we look at his character, and if we follow truth, alhamdulillah, Allah will bring that. He'll bring it to that. You see, when you see, now I breath it to man of the spirit. It's kind of like dealing with man being duly proportioned in life, you know, not going to any kind of screen. Follow that middle course. And what it is mercy inside of that for man when he's in that middle course. So praise be to Allah for that.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I certainly do appreciate you, Brother Bilal, for being on and pressing one to participate. And if you had a poem, anything, it sounds like I heard you. Did you have a poem that you want to come back and say? Or did you have one you want to say right now?
You know, I always think it's, you know, it's kind of like I say, if I'm on a program, I say, you should read a poem, brother. You're on somebody's program, you know. Let me speak in that. I always say something, but a lot of my stuff I just left in New Orleans, just kind of like throwing away, because I like to try to freshen myself up.
That's why. Let me see. All right.
Let me try this. This is kind of a long one.
Okay.
I think I might have said some of this. But let me go ahead and do this.
Okay.
Let's try this. Love for the collective whole. Helping others with what we know. Yeah, I think I did say that. A human person shaped by the best influences for man. The tradition of the prophet keep us sane. And a freak is corrupt, central culture, all about wealth, glory, and fame. We should conform to the best traditions, which help us improve ours and others' conditions. Al-Islam, we are blessed we have the best perception. To Allah, we must make prostration. Heaven is a choice, not some place we have to find. Investing in our souls, strengthening our mind. Soul purification. Quran, the best communication. Sharing with others is salvation. As we conform to the spirit that gives us life, Satan's in the deuce or in for a fight. Dr. D. Muhammad was blessed with prophetic insight. Obedience to Allah must never stop. He loves his creation a lot. His sincere servants receive help from creation treasures, God's bounty without measure. We should be leaders in the sciences, nature, and technology. All of this is our life's reality to benefit humanity. Like the prophets, we should also be a mercy. The command is always for Allah. This way of thinking keeps man on top. May God duly proportion us in him. We should totally trust. The heaven is clear. Confusion must eventually or slowly disappear. This is the spirit I created bred into us, and him only should we totally trust. His direction is the trust. Our inheritance isn't about luck. Prostrating to our Creator, never one to deny his favors. God's will and plan for man. Adam utilized the land. He didn't start off with the Holy Ghost. We should respect what we know. The brain needed contact with God's creation. Let's be wise and continue giving the invitation. Be productive in the earth. It's easy when we keep our Creator first. Sincerity brings prosperity. Respect and utilize Mother Nature. We will benefit from God's favor. He alone is the Creator. Give support to his volunteers and his workers. So, alhamdulillah, thank you to Allah for you, Sister DePrita, as a volunteer and one of God's servants. You can't be better than the Abdullah.
Abdullah.
Yes, we'll bring you to Allah. Allahu Akbar.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, we appreciate you so kindly for that poem and your present one and coming in and getting involved with this conversation. If you have anything else to relate, you can always press that one and we'll certainly open up your mic.
Okay.
Thank you again.
Thank you, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I don't know if you are here or not, but yes, Isha is coming in. Now, let me tell y'all something. When I was thinking about, and that's what Bilal was given in terms of the definition that he was wanting to share about what is true. And he did mention reality, and that's true. Reality, fact, honesty. When I check this out, I'm looking at truth when it came to me, and I began to look into it with a searching eye as to exactly what truth is. And alhamdulillah, the prayer call went on. And as I began to look into it, you know, I'm like, okay, so what is truth? They said, well, it's the words on the, you know, you read and you can say, well, and since it is definitely from the scriptures, from the Quran for sure, you can say it's the truth. But still, what I see truth is, truth is evidence. Truth is evidence, right? Of what is being sought after. Now, stay with me now. Truth, evidence of what is sought after in an occasion, an event, or a moment of occurrence. I know y'all with me now. Yeah, we getting philosophical here. From time to time, I do like to get philosophical. They're deep conversations, I believe, you know, because you're just taking it. You're not just taking that word. Oh, there it is right there. It's the truth. Oh, that is justice. Oh, if I give them that that they ask for and they give me what I'm asking for, that's justice. Or if I read it in the pages of the book and they say, then that's the truth. But check this out. Truth is evidence of what is sought after in an occasion, event, or moment of occurrence. And I'm going to tell you why. Example. You have a person for the first time, and they read Quran. Now, we as seasoned believers, seasoned Muslims, seasoned Shahadas, see, we know for a fact of the matter because we done experienced and we done, enough of our indulgence, if you would, in the relationship with our Lord and hearing him. And so he has confirmed, say, that the words on these pages is the truth. So there it is. There it is. But now for the person that's reading that Quran for the very first time, and we say, it's the truth from God. And then the one that is for the first time reading, and they say, well, I'm not going to take a position. I'm just going to, right now, I'm going to read it before I take a position. That you're saying that is the truth. So they got to find the evidence in there. See, so there you go. They got to sort it out. They got to sort out that evidence on those pages that we done already told them it was the truth. But now if for the first time that they're reading it, and for the first time, in order for them to extract from those pages the truth, what they got to do? They got to see the evidence that it's the truth. Yeah, we read the Quran, and we can go word for word. But if you miss the evidence that proves that it's the truth, guess what? They're not going to believe it's the truth. And if the mind of the one that is reading it for the first time is going in with the idea in their minds that, in their conscious thinking that, I don't believe this. I don't believe it. Now I'm going to have to see. I'm going to have to go in here and see because I don't believe it. So I'm going to have to go in here and see. Guess what? They're not going to be able to see the evidence or the fact that it's the truth. Not going to be able to do it. The mindset is already set that this is not true. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, it says, when a truth come to you or when information come to you, examine that information. But if you examine information that's coming to you with your mind set already to the fact of whether this information is true information or not, you've already made your decision whether it's true or not, you're not going to be able to find the reality of the truth that's in it because you've already made up your mind. See what I'm saying? So that's what brings me to seeing that truth, the meaning of truth, what truth really is the evidence that's sought in that information, that event, that occasion, or that moment of occurrence. Only then would it be the truth. Because the evidence would just jump right out on you, and you're going to be able to see it. Because you, when you sit, you know what, I'm going to tell you what and the reason why I give you that, because I can recall when I first started reading the Quran, you know, and everybody's like, oh, this is the truth, this is the last revelation, and all of that is the truth. All of that is the truth. But I didn't know it. But what helps the one that doesn't know is to actually do the research. If you do the research, first of all, recognize that you don't know. Don't make no prejudgments. Go into it and say, like I did when I didn't know at first, but I know what was told to me. And it wasn't that I didn't believe what was told to me, but I wanted to see for myself. I wanted to see for myself was the Quran the truth of the matter. And it's okay, because I did it out of respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I wasn't like, well, I don't believe, you know, nothing like, you know, being all like that. But I wanted to know for sure that what everybody was saying was the truth was the truth. So I didn't go in and say, this ain't the truth, let me see. Mm-mm. I went in saying, oh, Allah. Now, it was said that this is the truth of the matter from the book. Show me it's the truth of the matter from the book. I wanted evidence. I wanted proof. But because I came with that heart and mind of searching, I was able to see the evidence. So when you are searching, you say it's the truth. I'm telling you the truth. That's what somebody said. Well, I'm telling you the truth. Well, now that I know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you examine evidence when it comes. And so I tell you all, that's how I can become philosophical on what is truth. What is your definition? Because it's more than honesty, reality, and fact. It's all of that and more. It's evidence. It's evidence. Let me see if we got any more callers that may want to weigh in on this particular question that I was asking this evening. Okay, I'm not saying... Oh, okay, I'm not seeing anyone, but I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take our last pause. I tell you, when we get into this program, I tell you, sometimes the time just run off with us, but we're going to take our last pause here. And, of course, you know that if you should have any questions or anything you want to share in reference of this particular life reflection that we're doing here today, in reference of truth and what it is, you can press 1 and we'll certainly make sure. Okay, you're listening to Alice Simon Focus Learning Lab here on AM 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. I am your host, Dapreetha Abdul Hadi, and we are going to take our pause for our public service announcement. This is our last public service announcement and very important information. And as always, we ask you to stick and stay. Please do not go away. And we will be right back.
Peace and blessings. I'm DeLacy Umar Phillips, producer and host of the Dynamic Islamic Faith Program, preparing to make it in the land of plenty, right here on AM 360 radio broadcast, the number one Islamic station in the nation, where your intellect is respected, your voice protected. Brought to you each Saturday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Preparing to make it in the land of plenty is how we focus on the principles of Al-Islam and how they prepare us to be successful in the dynamic, diverse life of the Western culture. Thank you. See you right here, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Saturday. Peace and blessings.
Okay, here, this is what this.
Assalamu alaikum. Join us each and every Sunday from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time and 4 to 6 Central Standard Time for the broadcast of the contemplations of Imam Waridduddin Muhammad, sharing his insights, his wisdom, and his knowledge here on America Muslim 360, utilize the books edited by Brother Morocco, Brother Ghani, and Brother Ronald B. Shaheed. So we look forward to your presence as we share the insight, the logic, and the thinking of our beloved Imam Waridduddin Muhammad here on America Muslim 360 on a myriad of subject matter. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Fitra Muhammad bringing you good news. Study Al-Islam Life Topic Series 2020 is back. How many times have you wondered, when reading the Quran, what were the challenges and circumstances that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was facing when Allah sent the angel Gabriel with inspired revelation? Join us at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time every Sunday to learn from our scholarly speakers. If you were unable to connect because your carrier charged the fee, you may now listen online at am360.org. For a complete schedule of our speakers, email studyalislam@gmail.com or pick up the Muslim Journal. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, and we are back. And just a reminder how I do appreciate you all for being here, here in the studio and out here in am360.org land. And as you can see, I was playing those PSAs for the reminder for you all to join us tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. A.M. Eastern Time right here on A.M. 360 for Study Al-Islam with our dear sister Fitra Muhammad. And a little bit, let's see, 4 o'clock, we'll have Princess Aziz keeping it real at 4 o'clock. And then we will have the study and contemplations of Imam W.D. Muhammad with Imam Kareem Hamid and Imam Michael Hameen, and that will start at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock right here on AM 360. And just a reminder now, we're getting ready to shut this down here. So if anybody got any questions or comments that you want to make and you're out there in am360.org land, you're going to need to dial in at the 515-605-9891. Or 425-292-4253 and press 1. And we'll give you that opportunity. Give us a like on Facebook. Give us a tweet at CW Shira. And if you like, you can leave us a listener comment or question at our business office at 910-317-0297. And remember, however you choose to connect with us, we certainly do look forward to hearing from you, and we do appreciate you kindly. And so when we're speaking of truth, We know now we have a better understanding. Truth is sincerity and honor. Truth, sincerity, and honor is all about being a truthful individual, all about being able to see truth in the reality of what it is. And what's the reality of it? The reality of truth is that it's evidence. So before we feel like that we, you know, we got it the way that we're seeing it and thinking about it, and maybe we might have read it, but read something. But you have to remember that according to one's life condition, mental state, their living conditions, how they've been raised, will have a bearing on how they're able to see truth. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a hearing, seeing, feeling, and understanding. Sometimes a person's truth is what they feel. Even though they read something, they're going to relate it to their feeling rather than relating it to evidence. They're going to relate it to how they are seeing it in a thing that's been done or said, and whether or not it's the truth. And their level of raising, how they was raised, is going to have a big impact on that decision that they're making to say that it's the truth or not, on what they see, what they hear, what they feel, what they're understanding, the background and how they were raised, on the experiences that they've had in life. But still, all of these things will have a big impact on how we see truth. But remember this, you must have the evidence to point to it before it can actually, in reality, be the truth. Okay? Okay, so with that, y'all, you know what we're going to do, don't you? Okay. We're going to have to get ready to close it down, and we're going to pray Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah bless us all with the, remember the two hadiths that we had today now, and we say them often when we're coming in. The hadith is, Al-Asma'ul Husna, the two Asma'ul Husna that we utilized today in our presentations. And that was, remember we said, Al-Khaliq is who? He is the creator, the one that says, be and it is, of the heavens and the earth and all between. And then remember we said Al-Muqit. Who is he? Al-Muqit is Allah, highly glorified is he. The sustainer, the one that takes care of his creation. And we talked about truth. And we know Allah, highly glorified is he, is who? He is Al-Haq, the all-truthful. Every time, all the time, in between time. And it can never a flaw that we can find to prove anything other than that. We're going to go to our caller here at 773-449. Welcome to Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay,
alhamdulillah,
Amira.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Preacher. I had on earlier, but I had to leave. I had an important call I had to take. But I came in on. I need some clarification, explanation, because I'm in the clarification mindset mode. And when you said evidence and truth, and you have to have the evidence to satiate truth, we can't leave out that Allah is the all wise and knowing one. So if a person has done something and they say, well, do you have any evidence? Mm-hmm. And you may not specifically have that, but if you are Muslim, you're going to always know that Allah sees everything and knows everything and nothing can be hidden from him. So if you can't, if you wrong your own soul, if you're trying to search for some evidence when you already know what the truth is, and if you think you're hiding something, Allah will judge all of us, all of us. We might be able to hide something from man, but you can't hide it from Allah. And his justice always rules over everything. And we say, we talk about karma or the law of reciprocity. Allah's laws don't change for no man, So it could be any circumstances in life that we always have to remember. We ain't had nothing from Allah, and he would judge us according, you know. So, you know, some people, they say, throw a rock and hide your hand. Oh, well, it's no really hiding. You might hide it from man, but you can't hide it from God, from Allah. So I just, you know, I just wanted to ask you, too, what was your interpretation of that? Because that was mine, evidence, truth versus evidence. Some people get misconstrued about, and then they think they can go on their merry way because somebody may not have no evidence. But Allah sees all and knows all. He's at the corner, but he can see around the corner. And so I just wanted to know what was your take on that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And that's why when we, and thank you so kindly for that, Sister Mira. And that's why when we read the Quran, and we know Allah highly glorified as he is Al-Basir, you're all seeing, and As-Sami, the all-hearing. Now, and we know this, that's the truth of the matter. We know this. But if we're talking about any situation, and it's not a situation that we can come up with in our lives, praise be to Allah, that has not been disclosed in the Quran about that information. Any information that we want, it has been talked about in the Quran. It has been presented in the Quran. So when we say, well, I know I'm telling the truth, I know, because Allah is all-knowing and all-seeing, and he is. He is Al-Alim, the all-knowing, and Al-Basir, the all-seeing. However, that particular situation or a particular issue or topic that may be being addressed upon, it is directly in the Quran on that particular topic or situation. And so it is be wise that when we're searching for the truth of a situation, then we have a moment of occurrence or an event. Something is taking place. We have to search for the evidence of to say that what we what we are presenting is the truth. We have to base it directly on that evidence that was brought up in the Quran on that particular subject. Because when they say, well, in a particular subject, say, well, you said so and so and so. Well, I know Allah is all knowing and all seeing, so I know what I'm saying is the truth. We have to actually go to the Quran and go up in there and read where that topic, Allah has addressed it. Now we got evidence. We all do know that Allah is all seeing, highly glorified as he is all seeing, Al-Basir, and he is all knowing, Al-Alim. We know this, but that does not address the topic or the issue when we come into talking about getting the truth of the matter. See, but I that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying when I'm saying truth is the evidence in what is being sought. We're seeking some evidence here to support what we are talking about, the topic that's on the table.
Also, this here for those who are not Muslim, and that's really strong, God-conscious, believing people. If they don't have a knowledge of the Quran, know that Allah is His truth is truth, and even if they don't have Al-Islam as their background, if they have a strong belief in God, they will know. They will know that at the end of the day, that he is all-wise and knowing one, and nothing could be hidden from him. So they can still base their faith strongly that justice will be done.
I do feel what you're saying, Amira. I really do. And I'm relating to what you're saying, because that is seeing and understanding and definition, if you would, of truth, because that's what I ask. I say, what is truth in your definition and understanding of truth? Not you personally. That was the question I asked for everyone. What is your truth? What is truth to you? You see, that's why I wanted to know what everybody, because the truth is the truth is the truth, and can't nobody change it.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know? We can rest assured in our life that justice will be done, whether we around to see it or not. Yes, because Allah's universal laws don't change for nothing and for nobody. And it's written up on truth. It's written up on truth, and no man can change that. You know, so
that's
we can
rest
assured that all we have to do is keep on believing in God and trusting in God. And doing what he say do, you know, and be on our merry way.
And I will say to, especially the new believer and the new Shahada, study your religion. Study it. Study it with that searching eye so that you will be able to share that evidence and stand firm on it and give your life for that evidence. You see, we don't want to give our life for something that I feel like it should go this way, or I think it should go that way. No, we want to give our life on something firm and factual. And so when we study, we're going to be able to be factual. We're going to be able to stand firm on that. Without swaying at all. Yes, ma'am. I do appreciate you, my love. You know the clock on no wall say it. Don't be stalling.
You know what? Sometimes you might have to pull that since it's a little bit long stretcher so you can get a little better understanding of it. Then you can rest in peace. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so kindly, Sister Mira. Well, I can Oh, everyone, I have totally enjoyed everyone immensely. And I thank you all for being here. And I pray a lot that you, and I believe you have, because you're here. And you've enjoyed the presentation today. And just know, a lot of time in the presentation that I'm making, when I'm making the presentation, I have been inspired to make that presentation in that manner. And I be searching, looking, let me tell you, I want to come on in here and I want to be as open and factual as I can be when I am presenting any information and my reasoning for doing so. I certainly do appreciate your kindly. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us with a fantastic upcoming week and a Juma Mubarak. And, wow, look here. When we see each other again, and inshallah, we all be blessed to return here next week, because it'll certainly be into the last month of this year. Yes. Yeah, we counted down, honey, to the 2024. Oh, and let me tell you, this is my, this is, I guess you would say, my motto, if you would, for 2024. You know, and anything that we may be dealing with as individuals, believers, Muslims, and it could just be like an irritant to some degree, or you know, something that you can, we can actually do without. This is my motto for 2024. Let it go. In 2024, utilizing the Quran. Alhamdulillah, I told that to my friend. He was like, yay, I like that, the preacher, just like it was. And it's basically similar to saying when they were saying, when my friend was saying, set yourself free in 2023 with the Quran. It was the same thing, utilizing the Quran. Same thing, same principle applying. Because you're going to set yourself free in this 2023. And we're going to make sure we let go in 2024, utilizing the Quran. I love you all so dearly, and thank you so kindly for being here. We want to remember the homeless and those that are hunger, in need of food, clothing, and shelter. And we pray, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will suffice them and guide them to their shelter and the food and the clothing that they need to bring their families whole into one body, family. We want to pray for those who are ill, have been diagnosed with diseases that can actually take their lives from them. But we want to remember, we want to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because with Allah, everything is curable. Every disease, anything they can come up with in this society, human, man, scientists can come up with in this life to cause us, we causing our bodies of problems or what have you. We can ask that prayer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to heal us from that. And I'm sure many of you have seen it done. I've seen it done, y'all. I have to bear witness. I have seen it done. I have seen the fourth stage of a cancer. And, you know, when they say fourth stage, you know, but I have a dear sister, Sister Baiza Muhammad. May Allah bless her with the paradise. The sister moved on into her return to Allah, spent a while to Allah last year, I believe it was. And I mentioned her because she has returned, and we know for a fact that some things that are actually put forth to say that we got this disease don't always necessarily be. But if it is, I have seen it. And you know when it say fourth stage, that's why I brought her up, because she say, well, did you ask them what was stage one, two, and three? You know, since they say the fourth stage and got there, and it's like, oh, it's almost like you're at the very end of life, basically, the way that they be putting it to you. But I have seen it, everyone. Stage cancer. And that it was cured. It was, I tell you, it couldn't do nothing else but come with couldn't do nothing else but come and say, oh, you don't have that anymore. You had it back maybe a couple of years ago, but seeing that the measurements that we've taken, you're all clear of it. So I've seen that. And so that's just to let you know in the prayers that we are praying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highly glorified as he answers the prayers of his servants. And we pray that he answers the prayers of those that has been diagnosed with any type of disease, that Allah highly glorified as he would give them a new lease on life and a healing, an expedient healing, and heal them as though that they never even had that before as an issue. And with that, we say, I mean. And we pray for those of our loved ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has returned to himself. We pray that Allah, as we all will return to him, and we pray for them and for us when our returning comes, that Allah, highly glorified as he, will have mercy and forgiveness on our souls and bless us to enter into his paradise. And to them, we say, I mean. And we pray for the loved ones that are still here. We have work to complete. Allah has an assignment that he has assigned to us. And we pray that he gives us the tools that we need to complete this assignment, that when we do return to him, highly glorified is he, that he will say, enter my servant into my paradise. A job well done. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And we came to you with the big, big old hugs and love. Let me see, because I wanted to leave a side on something here. He came to you with the hugs and love. And we're going to leave you with the hugs and love. And I had a closing out song that I wanted to, I don't see it here for, I'm not seeing it. Okay, so what I'm going to do then, since I don't see that particular song, then I'm going to still take us out with a song from my dear sister. Oh, there it is. Hi, look at that. Oh, I love you so much, Allah. You know, Allah is so kind to us, isn't he? I just love him so much. Now, see, because I didn't see that, and I was going to go on and do something else. But this is, I said to you all, I'm going to make it my theme song here on Alice Lyman Focus Learning Lab, because it is all about believers and about Shahada. And this is from my dear sister, Sua El Amin, and it is entitled Shahada. Hugs and love to you. Ow, big old hugs and love. Squeeze me tight. Oh, I'm squeezing you. I'm feeling you. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Thank you so kindly. And may Allah bless us with a good night rest and a blessed rising. And I appreciate you and thank you so kindly for being here. Assalamu alaikum. Until next time, inshallah.
He sends to mankind.
Alhamdulillah.